This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Still plenty of analysis coming out. We're looking at quarterbacks in 2026. Our next guest is going to help us talk about Medina's own Drew Aller. We'll also get into the Browns' preparedness to potentially have the number one pick next year in 2026 to talk all things Browns NFL draft. And in between, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to welcome on Matt Miller, ESPN draft analyst and insider. Matt, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you guys having me. Thanks so much.
Well, it's always great to catch up with you. One of the reasons why we wanted you is you had a very nice write-up on where Drew Aller is going into his senior season. Random guy on Twitter, anytime I talk up Drew Aller, says he sucks. Is that an assessment you share?
No, not at all. Have we learned nothing from evaluating coaches that the guys are not a finished product? You know, if we had talked a year ago, would Cam Ward have been the number one quarterback prospect for most people? No. If we talked 2 years before that, were people talking about Jaden Daniels? No. The list goes on and on. Back to Joe Burrow, back to Patrick Mahomes. Like, we should know by now that quarterbacks are not a finished product. Let's not evaluate them until we have to. Drew Aller showed some things last year that are really promising. He was much more aggressive as a passer, which was a huge key for him. There are still things he needs to do better. I think there's still times where he gets a little bit frozen. He needs to just let it rip a little bit. We did see that in spots last year, though. So that's what I want to see. I want to see that continued growth that we saw from 23 to 24. Let's see what he does from 24 to 25. But I was really encouraged by what he did last year. And I would go back to this. When you have the size, the arm strength, the mobility, he showed, I mean, he's only thrown 10 picks to 50 touchdowns, I think, over the last 2 years. So, you know, it's not a guy that's turning the ball over. It's really hard for me to listen to anyone say, oh, that guy sucks. 50 touchdowns to 10 picks. He's completing, you know, 66% of his passes last year, which was a huge jump up. I don't see in any way that, oh, no, that guy sucks. I think he's in right there as high as anyone for next year when we're talking about who could be that QB1.
Before we get more into your mock draft that you released today, your way too early mock draft that you released today, I didn't want to, because you used a lot of stats there in kind of like the response of Drew Aller. And I always find it interesting, you know, the Browns took Shador and we took Dylan Gabriel, both who had really, really solid college numbers. And the response back to that was, well, there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have really good college numbers. How do you balance that out? The idea that, yes, obviously size matters, what their arm strength matters, but also what they actually did production wise has to come into play too.
Yeah, I always say that production has to be meaningful production, whether it be a quarterback or a pass rusher or whatever. Stats need context. And so for, you know, Dylan Gabriel, great, I mean, ton of stats over the course of his very long and prolific college career. He's someone when you add into the context of, okay, we got to look at the scheme he was playing in. We also got to look at something like the size that he doesn't have, you know, the tools that he doesn't bring to the table. Now, that doesn't exclude him from having a chance to become something in the NFL, obviously. Same with Shador Sanders, whose stats weren't that prolific. He had good stats the last 2 years at Colorado, not necessarily great stats, but it also goes back to, okay, well, again, not great size, not great arm strength, not great mobility. I think with Drew Aller, what you, or any player, what you want to see, you want to see size, athletic ability, strength, and production. Because there's going to be times we're going to have guys that are, you know, Mykel Williams and Shamar Stewart last year. These huge guys who had no production. And so it is always, I think, that conversation of, in a perfect world, you get both, but that is hard to find.
Matt, you've got Drew going in the bottom 10 of the first round there. What does he have to do to be QB1 next season?
You want some excitement from his game. I think that's what's holding him back from even guys like Nussmeier at LSU or Cade Klubnik at Clemson is, when you watch Aller, it's one of those situations of like, you just want to see more. You know, you want to see him take some chances aggressively down the field. I think we saw more of that last year. I would love to see him use his legs a little bit more on, and some of this is out of his control, his legs a little bit more on design runs, scramble drill opportunities. I mean, he had some rushing production last year. We'd like to see that continue. So, you know, I think just going back to that jump from 23 to 24, let's just see that. But I would like to see him play faster and be a little bit more aggressive down the field as he's doing that.
Can you explain your Klubnik comp being Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, well, similar size, similar body type. They're both very good, like rhythm passers, intermediate passing. They're going to pick you apart on timing. So that's the comp there. I don't think Cade is as fiery as Baker was coming out of college, or as fiery as he was early on. But I do think he is that type of, I would say, you know, timing, touch. But he has, man, he's got really, really good velocity on those routes. So he is just someone, go back and watch the Texas game, play at college football playoffs. Like, he's just carving up what I think was the best secondary in college last year, arguably. So he is incredibly accurate and he sees the field really well. And he does bring some mobility to his game.
Matt Miller, ESPN draft analyst and insider on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So obviously we're going to talk a lot about quarterbacks here because we don't really have one at the moment, but I was starting to look at some of the other names that you have going around the top 10 that aren't quarterbacks. Who are like the true contenders to be the first non-quarterback off the board in next year's draft?
Next year's draft is really interesting as it stands right now because there's not that position player at those premium position groups, wide receiver, left tackle, defensive end, that you traditionally look at and say, okay, this is going to be the number one overall pick. T.J. Parker from Clemson, very good player. He could probably get to that range. Same with his teammate Peter Woods at defensive tackle. There's a couple left tackles, right tackle candidates that are going to move into that spot. But I think the best player in the country is Caleb Downs, safety at Ohio State, who you guys see very closely, see him all the time. I think he's the best player in the country, but he's a safety. Safeties traditionally don't get drafted very early. Even Kyle Hamilton, Malachi Starks, great safety prospects, they just don't go in the top five. Rarely do they go in the top 10. Jamal Adams was the last one that did. So I think Caleb is special, and he kind of stands apart in next year's draft class, at least as of right now. It's just a matter of how high will teams actually draft a safety.
Browns obviously have two picks in the first round, and we need some offensive line help. Four out of the five guys in the offensive line right now are entering free agency. And so where should they go there? What's the selections look like? Is this a deep offensive line class, or do we have to get someone in the first round?
I would say first round. It's just, and I did this study last year because I had a lot of fans who were saying, oh, we'll get a left tackle in the second round. No, you really won't. It's very, very hard to find a starting caliber left tackle in the second round. Pittsburgh, you know, has done a good job. Philadelphia is probably the team that stands apart as having found someone outside of the first round, but it is just so hard to find those premier guys later in the draft. So with the Browns having two first round picks, I think that is an area where you can say, okay, you know, where does Caden Proctor from Alabama, what does that look like next year? Does he clean up some of the conditioning stuff? He's 360 pounds, but his strength is just incredible. Utah has two really good players, Spencer Fano and Caleb Lomu, really good players who could potentially both be top 10 picks. Miami's got a couple good ones coming out. So it is a deep offensive tackle class, but I when it comes to spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thoughts like that. There are some positions you can fill in the second round. Receiver, running back, tight end. It is very, very hard to find a starting left or right tackle outside of the first round.
Matt, there have been two narratives that have come out since Shador was drafted by the Browns in the fifth round, and I do not recall them being narratives in the pre-draft process. One is Colorado's offense was akin to a high school offense, which is weird because Pat Shurmur, former NFL offensive coordinator. The other is that Shador isn't NFL ready, that he has a long way to go to get there. I'm just curious where you might be able to inform or maybe whether it's confirm or negate those two charges against Shador since the draft.
Yeah, that's a long conversation, honestly. If you guys don't mind, I'll tell you what I heard pre and then post-draft, right? The big thing was that Shador had the ability in that offense to change the play call if he didn't like it. So if Pat Shurmur called something, Shador didn't like it, do the head coach's son, do the starting quarterback, you do whatever you want, basically. So he had a lot of freedom. This is just what I've been told by scouts who went through there. So he had that option. Now, with that, you hear that, you think, oh, that's great. You have a coach that really trusts his quarterback. I think it was more so on the basis of you're the coach's son, so you have more freedom than you might otherwise have. I don't think we're going to see Colorado's quarterback have that opportunity next year, for example. I do think Pat Shurmur, NFL coach, yeah, like he's going to install, if he had his way, I think more pro style concepts, but I do think it was a little bit limited. You know, he was only there for a year. How much time does he really have to get Shador and the rest of that offense up to speed? And I think you can see some of those criticisms on tape. You know, one of my big things about Shador, even before I talked to scouts about him, was, man, he's thrown to a lot of guys who are standing, like he's not thrown to a lot of receivers who are on the move. A lot of times, some of this was because of their offensive line. A lot of times he was running around. It's almost like scramble drill. He's looking for guys, and boom, he finds a receiver that's been able to slip through the cracks a little bit. There wasn't a lot of touch and timing and anticipation in that offense. That was a pretty big critique of him. So I'll be curious to see, you know, once we get into, you know, training camp, preseason, what that looks like for him, because I think, you know, all the, you know, off-field / character maturity type stuff like that, that's important and it matters, but what really matters is, you know, can you hit that slant route on time? Can you throw guys open with anticipation? So that's what I'll be watching to see as soon as we get him in some game action.
Was there a world that you ever saw Dillon Gabriel going in the third round?
No, never. No, last year's draft, but I've talked to a lot of agents and scouts about that this summer, because I feel like this is our, like, we got to learn from what happened in last year's draft. Dillon Gabriel goes in the third round. Shador Sanders goes in the fifth. Quinn Ewers goes in the seventh. That story got buried because Shador Sanders went in the fifth. But Quinn Ewers, a year ago, we would have been talking about him as a potential first-round pick because of the pedigree, where we thought he was going to be, the steps we thought he was going to take. He didn't have that year. He got hurt again. But I think last year is a lesson. And I had one agent who reps a lot of quarterbacks tell me, he said, you know, we look now at you're either a first-round quarterback or you're a day-three quarterback. It's just, and I know last year there were a couple day two guys, Dillon Gabriel being one of them, but that idea of a day two quarterback is really becoming, it's rare. And so I think the way that we talk about quarterback prospects has to be updated to where, again, you're either going in the first round, and there's going to be some guys that get pushed into the first round because of this. But if you are in the, you know, late second, third round, that's now backup quarterback territory. And so if you're a player who has injury concerns, character concerns, size concerns, it is going to make you fall in the draft. And we saw that play out last year with a lot of these guys, but Sanders and Ewers are two really good examples of it.
ESPN draft analyst and insider Matt Miller on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So I saw you tweeting about this, so I feel this is fair game to ask. The Steelers get Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and a late-round pick. The Dolphins get Minka Fitzpatrick and a late-round pick. I'm just curious what you make of this deal from both sides.
When Schefter tweeted it this morning, that, you know, first what we get is that Jalen Ramsey's going to the Steelers, and I thought, oh, my God, Pittsburgh's going all in. You know, that look at how good that secondary is, and that's going to line up so well against those other AFC North teams. And you're like, this is going to be fun. And then you realize that they traded Minka Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. So, you know, I love seeing player swaps. We don't see those often. I do think this is Pittsburgh with an effort to get their type of players. You know, getting guys that fit their scheme well. Arthur Smith has a really good history with Jonnu Smith. They're going to be reconnected. They need that versatility at tight end. Pat Freiermuth is a good player. That's not who he is. And so I think we're going to see a lot of 12 and 13 personnel, and Smith is going to be a huge part of that. For Miami, I guess you actually can go home again because they drafted Minka, and now he's going back down there. Hopefully things work out better this time, you know, with a new staff in place that, is not going to ask him to be a jack of all trades, you know, just let him go play, you know, what he does so well. But it is wild to me. And I think for Miami, the question would be for me now is what is their plan at tight end? You know, are they going to make a move to get someone like Michael Mayer, who is, you know, was a highly regarded player coming out of Notre Dame? The Raiders now have Brock Bowers. So it's almost like the domino effect of what happens next. But I don't look at this and I'm like, okay, man, Pittsburgh's so much better today than they were yesterday, or Miami's so much better today than they were yesterday. They almost feel like the moves kind of cancel each other out.
All right. So this is a question I'm asking you because you work in the national media, and I know it's going to be on any of the shows you might be on. We talked about LeBron homecoming 3.0. Is it, from an outsider standpoint, does it have as much interest to you as it certainly does to us here in Cleveland?
I'm probably the worst person in the world to ask this because I'm so not a basketball fan. You know, like, basketball is hot during my busiest time of year. And then, you know, the playoffs happen during my, like, 1 month of you know, time to kind of unplug and recharge after the draft. So I live not that far from Oklahoma City, and I didn't watch a single game of the finals. So if you want to talk, you know, about Guardians versus Royals baseball, I'm much more well equipped to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking Guardians right now. They're not
Caglione, though. Cags.
Yeah, hey, what a guy.
How about Cags?
Yeah, if he can start hitting the ball, that'd be great. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the future.
I mean, our first pick overall isn't healthy. It was hitting like 250 when he. So you got one step up on us, Matt. Great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. You're always so generous with your time, and great job on the all too early 2026 NFL mock draft. We appreciate you.
Yep, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you as well.
Matt Miller there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I got greedy there.
That's okay.
I was trying to bait him into a question about, I'm like, he's on Get Up all the time. There's no way I'm not going to get a LeBron take here.
I do think it's interesting that, you know, because the other day we were complaining about the NBA draft a little bit, and now they threw like Stephen A. out there. I do find that interesting how a lot of these people that now work for ESPN or the other places, they're so specialized. Like, we're generalists. Like, we talk baseball, we talk basketball, we talk football. Like, a lot of these guys that you talk to, like, they're football, they're only football.
I just love that he lives close to OKC and he's like, I didn't watch a second of it.
No, he doesn't have to. He doesn't care. He's like, they just do one sport and they're awesome at that one sport and that's it.
216-474-0092. Okay, guy out there that thinks Drew Aller sucks. Did we get a little convert there? Can you come back to the side that he's got a chance to actually be really, really good? Although he's like the fourth quarterback off the board in Matt's All Too Soon 2020 mock draft. We'll react to what Matt had to say. And the Browns are number one in this regard in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.